This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Mouthwash is in. My deodorant has been applied. We're in our third hour of Radio Law Talk. Welcome. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Denise Dirks and Cal Hunter. We love being here. It's beautiful in the West Coast. The flowers are out. I just love the beautiful flowers, and the grasses are all green, and it's just a happy, smiley day. Todd's out today. We hope he gets better. If you want to call us, it's 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-529-7234. Go to our Twitter or Instagram accounts and follow us. Just get a follow. Get your friends to follow us. I'm going to start pushing that because, you know what? That's fun stuff, is to see what we're posting. I'm posting stuff as quick as we can. But you know, we're not going to be one of those posts every half hour people. So, but it's fun to watch it and stay in touch with us. Today's going to be a very, very – this third hour is going to be very interesting because we're going to talk about a lawsuit against Hertz that's just – really interesting.
Isn't that an intriguing story?
Intriguing story. And then a win for businesses in the COVID-19 lawsuits for losing money during that time period. That's an interesting one. Trial delayed for pregnancy. We're going to tell you which trial it is. This is a very interesting case that we followed in the past that we're going to discuss. And then we're going to do a case or no case. But just remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Don't use this in a court of law, what we say. Seek counsel. We say that all the time, and we'd love to give you legal advice, but we're having fun here, and we're talking about these topics and throwing a spin on it. But don't use us unless you're around the dinner table with the in-laws. I always say that. Then it's okay when they say, they say. And then you just say, I'm going to bounce off of they say, and I'm going to use Radio Law Talk says. And then you can do that. We're okay with that. So what we're doing here is a thing called quick take. I mean, quick takes we'll do later on, but we're doing a thing called case or no case. Let me tell you why this is important. The first one to 50 points, all the other hosts have to buy that person dinner. And I'm telling you, the host of the show, Fred Penny, with Cal Hunter, we started and thought about this.
Yep.
I am a loser when it comes to this. I cannot win, knock on wood, you know, for the life of me, and I'm at 48 points, but Denise is closing in with 45. Todd, he's not here. He's in the 30s. He's got to be out. But I'm worried about Denise catching up to me, and this is going to be a real problem, Cal, if she catches me.
Well, you should be.
Because I need some free food. It's about time that I don't have to pay. I'm tired of paying. So you could witness a miracle third hour here when we do a case or no case, and if I win 2 points, the game's over, and we are going to find the nicest restaurant in the state of California, and they have to pay. They just have to write.
But there's
the check.
One thing in your, you know, standing in your way.
What, you? I know.
I know. I get to do last.
I know. That means I have to go first next, and then she'll just.
I'll do the opposite.
So she's going to do the opposite. So we're going to. That's what
strategy.
That's what we're going to have fun with. But let's just do our quick. Case or no case, Cal, and see what's going
to
happen. This is it.
Or no case. As the announcer would say in the booth, it all comes down to this.
Yes. This is it. Please.
And now, case or no case.
All right.
Phil Riesbeck of Compton, California, wanted a telephone to replace his sketchy Android free phone. He had an Obama phone. His situation improved. He wanted a better phone. But he couldn't really afford a new telephone. They were $1,000 each. So he kept looking for a used phone on Craigslist. And he saw exactly what he wanted, a gently used iPhone 10. He took all the steps, got in touch with the seller, Fred Anthony. Fred was a cop, and he posted the fact that he was a cop. He told Phil that he was a cop. So Phil was confident that the phone he was buying was on the square. He paid the $250 Fred asked for, went home, got on the line, started setting up his new phone, and then it went blank and locked up. Phil borrowed his friend's phone and tried to call Fred. No answer. Uh-oh. So then he tried Apple support, and Apple said, "Well, I'm sorry, sir, but this telephone has been reported as being stolen." And it appears as though Fred purloined it without entering it into evidence after a bust.
Uh-oh.
And then he sold it. Bad Fred. Bad Fred. Phil called the police and told on Fred. And he went to see a legal advisor. Said, "I know maybe all I can get is my money back, but I'd like to see Fred punished for what he did to me. So I ask you, speaking of Fred, it's Fred Penny's turn to go first. Case or no case. What say you, Mr. Penny?"
Okay. So what you're saying is this guy goes online, Craigslist, wants to get a new phone, gets it. He gets it from a cop, and the cop says, "Here it is." And it happens to be stolen, a stolen phone, and it's supposed to be put into evidence. Isn't that right?
Well, there's nobody knows if it's supposed to be put into evidence because he didn't document it, but it's believed that that's the case. Yeah.
Wow, that's a great scenario. That's it. It's scenario, no case.
What did you say?
I said, "That's a great scenario, but it's not a case."
Why would you say that?
Because I want 2 points.
Denise Dirks, what say you? Case or no case?
Well, I think that the police officer has the perfect defense. He just says that it was a sting, and he was trying to catch people that were going to be purchasing stolen goods.
Oh, man, that's good. That's a good one. Yeah?
Well, that's a good defense,
I guess. Of course, his sergeant would have to know about that, and apparently they didn't, so, yeah.
No case.
Oh, wow, Denise is following me.
I have to do no case, but I, if he wins this, I'm going to be super upset.
But you will continue with the show, right?
Cal. While you're doing this, start finding the kitty bump. There's got to be a good kitty bump for this. Start looking. I know you can do 2 things at once. There's got to be. This is going to be it. This is like the drum roll, the most important thing. Here it is. She followed me.
What happens when your iPhone is stolen and it's reported stolen?
I don't know.
Just what happens. You get the serial number turned into stolen. You have to file a police report, and they lock them up. And it's done electronically. They do everything through the ESN. It's called the ESN, the electronic serial number.
Let's not delay this victory or not victory. Let's not delay anymore.
Can I change my
you know that's the rules.
Who said this is not a case?
Both
that
of
would
us.
Be Fred and Denise.
I got you, Cal.
Dang it.
How did that happen?
I don't know how it happened.
I never wanted to lose so bad in my life.
So, what are the points now, Denise Dirks?
No
points. No,
I'm at 47. I'm not quite sure where you're at.
And I am at, Cal, I want some kudos.
You
I don't want
props.
All right.
There's got to be some props.
All right. Congratulations to you, Mr. Penny, for having won.
Yes, case or no case? Yes. That's what I want. I won the case or no case. The World Series. It's done. All right. This is where I want to go. Let's see. We can go to Napa, California.
The French Laundry.
Yeah, the French Laundry where Gavin Newsom goes. I think we can. There's got to be places that are $150 plate. Hey, look, go to our Twitter or Instagram and tweet out or do an Instagram of where I should go. You know what? I'll tell you where I'm going. I'm going to do a shout out. I love these people. These people have struggled. And it's a wonderful restaurant, and they're getting nationwide. They're going to hear about it nationwide. Ready for this?
Ready.
I want to go to the Buckhorn Grill.
Oh, yeah.
The Buckhorn Grill in Northern California.
That's in Auburn, right? Is it?
No, they've got them in the one down near the bay. They've got one in a little town called, I think, Dixon, I think it's called. I can't remember these little town. Start out, little town, little farm town. Buckhorn Grill. That's where I'm going. Buckhorn Grill.
And then you're paying the transportation, correct? Oh, there's one right at the Galleria.
Is there?
Yes.
See what happens when Denise doesn't win.
back, we're going to talk about a man convicted of murder decides to sue Hertz because of it.
What?
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll talk about that.
An intriguing case coming up next here on Radio Law Talk with Fred and Denise. Don't go away. There's much more coming up right here in a bit. This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt is just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quest Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride, and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Quick Quest Car Wash, don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quest Car Wash, they'll have you looking sharp.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How did that happen?
You're
listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
You know, I love getting rental cars. And when you get a rental car, you usually get a receipt, and it tells you, you know, it says where you are, what you're doing, you know, 'cause, and you turn it in, right? And when you turn it in, it has a date stamped and everything. So this individual, a man, was convicted of murder, but he said he had an alibi. He said, I wasn't there. I was turning in my rental car at Hertz. And apparently they determine the approximate, like really close to the time, the technology now, they can determine the death, the time of death, et cetera, et cetera. And it was about, you know, the time that this individual was claiming he was at Hertz.
The disparity was such that he could not have been where the killing took place and at the Hertz counter at the same time.
Couldn't have been both places. Right. And so here's the issue. Hertz said they lost the receipt and they can't find, you know, the receipt. But here's the question I have. And so the big issue is, you know, and he gets convicted, by the way. And he's sitting in prison. But his whole alibi was, I wasn't there, I was at Hertz. Okay? I'm just setting this up. My first question is, as we're setting this up, don't you have a receipt when you go to Hertz, unless you're paying cash? Don't you have a receipt? Don't you have a credit card receipt? I do. If I go rent something at Hertz, I've got a credit card receipt.
Yeah, but the problem is it does not necessarily relate to the exact time that you are there.
Right.
So when it shows up on your credit card, it may be the next day that it processes.
But guess what? What I'm trying to say is, but at least he's telling the truth that he was there. It was, he's got an alibi and Hertz. The issue is, at least according to what we've read, this is on the ABA Journal we read. Look, it said that they couldn't find it, but it sounded like they, quote, stonewall him and never got back to him, you know? Or did they say we couldn't find it? And so what happens is he gets a new trial because of this, and Hertz happens to finally, through technology, because, Denise, when did this occur? What year? It was like
2018.
Six-year spread here, right? Wasn't it something like that, a six-year spread?
I thought it was 3 years.
Oh, no. October 18th, 2011 is when the murder occurred. And that's a long time ago. But you're right. In 2015 is they got no response when they were subpoenaed in 2015. But
Hertz has an excuse.
Yeah, what's that?
Bankruptcy.
Oh.
They said all of our records have probably been taken away from us by somebody in bankruptcy, and we can't really search them without some better Boolean search technology.
But guess what? But the technology has come forth, and they found it.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was there. So he's been released, but now he's suing Hertz, saying what? He's saying, I was sitting in jail because you never produced this receipt that would have
exonerated me. And you know why they produced it?
Why?
Because they subpoenaed one of the employees of Hertz to come to court directly. And what do you know? They found the receipt.
So now here's my question. And this is a dumb question, and you guys are smart, and I'm not. That's why I asked the question. So let's say there's a perceived exculpatory piece of evidence sitting out there, and the defendant comes in and says, look, I can't get this piece of evidence. Court, will you please help me order Church Hertz to give me this receipt?
They did. They subpoenaed them. But the issue is,
but it took so long.
Hertz said, we can't find it.
Yeah.
We just can't. We would love to. And Hertz, I'm jumping on Hertz's side. Hertz's, their argument is, we tried. We're not trying to stonewall you. We tried to do this, but we just couldn't find it. And now because they're saying the technology, which may be true, the technology is so advanced now, they can go back and even get stuff that was, you know, erased or purged. And they did find it. And apparently he's out and things are good. But now he's suing Hertz.
What do you think? Being in jail for 5 years is going to give him damages. What's the damages in that?
Most states have a formula. Some it's $1 million a year. I think California it's $1 million a year, $800,000 a year,
guess
something
what?
Like that. They have a formula. Yeah.
Well, you guys, here's the most important thing that you're not bringing up. You know as well as I do, as a great man once told me, an older man, or said, he said, the problem with saying something negative or doing something is like taking a feather pillow, ripping it open in the wind, and throwing it up, and then you're like, oops, you're right, sorry, and go pick them all up and put it back in. You never can. And so this man has been damaged for life. Obviously, it's probably a big deal, this murder, and his name was, just trounced. I don't know, what state was it? Where
Michigan.
Was it? Michigan. Yeah. And it'll never come back.
What's the theory? What's the theory? I mean, all he has is a contractual relationship with Hertz. What kind of a theory?
I don't know
that he's going to. Maybe they'll settle, but they're in bankruptcy, like you pointed out. Maybe they'll settle just try as a matter of good faith for something. But I don't know. I don't see a theory there.
I will bet he'll go after the state for compensatory because they did not adequately track down this exculpatory evidence. That's my own. I'm just thinking.
Todd, our former prosecutor, he has great points to say. You know what he says? He always says, it's not about you, the prosecutor, to win. Some of these prosecutors come out and they want to be the hero and win everything.
Right.
It's about what's right.
Put a notch in my belt, no matter what.
And look, if there's an issue here, you're prosecuting this guy and you need a murder, you want someone in jail, but you wonder, it's like, you know, we really need to find this.
And it ended up, he was charged with first, it ended up being a second degree conviction too.
Right.
Because
right.
In Michigan, if you go up for first, unless they've changed the law, you cannot get out of prison. You are stuck there for life.
Yeah, so the situation is he's now suing Hertz, and we're going to see what happens. And I did not know that Hertz, when did they file? They just recently went into bankruptcy?
They did.
Yeah.
Wow.
During the COVID time.
Because you're right, no one's renting cars. Mm-hmm. They're sitting there.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They're actually in a liquidation stage, right?
Yep. Yeah.
They're under 11, Chapter 11.
You get a good deal on a rental car from Hertz right now.
Yeah. I'll say it right now. Okay, well, here's the interesting thing, and I'm going to tease this a little bit because I'm not going to get into this. This is my wheelhouse. I actually have given some seminars on this. Well, COVID-19, okay, we're going to talk about businesses. And businesses that shut down are now suing their insurance companies, talking about there's what's called a business interruption policies. And there's two arms or two legs or two roads to go down on this. And I'm going to discuss that when we come back. But it's starting, and I have really good friends that are kind of at the head of the pen doing this. But there is a case that just came down that's kind of a landmark case that it's not done, but they've won their first round. That is, the businesses have won their first round.
Wow.
And we'll be back and talk about this. This is really interesting. It's going to cost insurance companies billions or maybe even trillions of dollars if the cases start leaning
away. So it may come down to this: survival of the small businesses by getting their insurance payout, or survival of the insurance companies because they're paying out too much.
Yeah, I don't know how they could keep. We'll be back and talk about it.
Stay tuned. More radio in just a bit.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call
one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More National Guard troops are being sent home. According to new reports, more than 1,000 National Guard troops will be leaving Washington, D.C. this weekend. Several thousand are still remaining to continue to provide security to the Capitol building. The FDA is warning of false positives with COVID-19 testing. With more, here's USA Radio's Jeremy Scott.
The Food and Drug Administration issued the warning on Friday to facilities using Roche Diagnostics' COVID test. The system is widely used to screen large batches of test samples in hospitals and laboratories for both the coronavirus and flu. The agency warns that problems with the test's processing tubes could result in a false diagnosis and urge healthcare workers to run samples through multiple times to assure accuracy. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
9312.
Bread's the best. Tell not so much.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So there are two things that are in a business interruption policy. Generally, there are ones that do not have exclusion to a virus. They have what's called like a virus exclusion or rider that says, hey, if there's a virus, you're not covered for this. There's ones that that have it and don't. So this bellwether, they call bellwether means like it's a bell ringer type case, has come down where this one did not. This insurance policy for this business, the restaurant, I believe this is a restaurant, I can't remember, did not have that rider in its policy. So it did not have a exception that says we're not covering viruses.
And therefore, let's see, because if it's a rider, you buy one usually, but this was an exclusion thing.
No, let's back up. So this rider, so it was an exclusion, there's exclusions. There's two types. There's a virus exclusion, or you don't have a virus exclusion.
Right.
This one did not have a virus exclusion. So they can't argue, oh, it was a virus, we're not going to cover it. But they can argue, the insurance company argues, it has to be a direct physical loss. And almost all policies, again, all policies are different, but almost all of them, you got to show a direct physical loss. And their argument is there's a broken table, or you lost, a hurricane came and, you know, and turned your tents over, and there's a loss. Well, the judge just held, this is a district judge out of Illinois in Chicago, just held that, you know what? That is a physical, direct physical loss, this COVID-19. So,
and specifically because the business had to be closed, and when it got back up, the capacity was limited.
Right.
Thus, that's a direct physical loss,
sure.
Which is a novel idea.
Well, right. It's also logical if you think about it from that fashion. I mean, the point behind a physical loss is where you can't use the hood anymore because it burned up.
Right.
You know, can't use a table. So it kind of makes sense in a
And the interesting thing is, just think if the insurance companies get hit and have to pay out on all these businesses nationwide, it's gonna be crazy for the insurance industry. And there's a lot of insurance companies that might go under. Now, here's the question. Ready for this? And Denise, I'm going to throw this out at you. And Cal, you can answer this too. What if they do have a virus exclusion that says you're not covered if there's a virus? What's your argument? And you represent the business. What's your argument? Tough one, huh?
No, I know it.
Denise?
I know.
Did I tell you? No.
Well, I think I might have gotten it from Radio Law Talk before.
Ooh.
But
what was it?
I can cite Radio Law Talk in this. It's because it's not the virus that caused the loss. It is the governments that shut down the businesses and
right.
maybe even access to the buildings
yes.
and businesses that caused the loss.
Yes. So the lawyers are arguing, wait a minute, this is not a COVID-19 issue. This is a government shutdown issue. Therefore, the virus exception does not apply.
Exactly. And there's no they say in this one.
That's
this
exactly
one's
right.
Radio Law Talk. By
Woo!
Gosh.
Where he hit the home run. I just won billions and trillions of dollars for people going against the insurance industry. But I actually, I did give a seminar on this to one of the, called the World Water Park Association, and I spoke on this. But there are issues here. And again, this is all new. This is new. You know, don't take my word. That's going to be win for sure. But that's one of the arguments.
Yes.
And so this is all brand new. We're going to see what's going to happen. But you think about it. I mean, prove that. Okay, let's talk about a water park. Prove if you get COVID, how can you prove that you got it from that water park? You can't. You don't know where you're getting it from. I mean, it could be anywhere, right? You could get it from walking to your car. You could get it when you jumped in your car, when you stepped.
Unless
you know,
you're wearing one of those NBA deals, right?
Yeah.
Where a known carrier, and you're and you
right.
get it, and then you can say, oh, you got it from, you know, Denise got it from Cal or something like that.
Right.
I mean, that's possible.
But you just don't know. So there's what the argument's going to be. So we're going to follow this. This is, just so you know, this is not going to go away. We're going to be following this for years, not for a few months or whatever. Okay. Let's talk, Denise. Let's talk about, you know, what do you want? Let's do the Alec Baldwin, or do you want, you know,
yeah,
what? I know you kind of want to talk also about, well, let's do Alec Baldwin, but you like the notary one. But let's talk Alec Baldwin.
I do.
Let's talk Alec Baldwin.
Well, Alec Baldwin, I think people everywhere understand that he got into kind of a fight over a parking space.
Yes.
His wife had gotten to that parking space and stayed there and tried to save it for him. And somebody else pulls in that parking space, and he gets, and Alex does not get that parking space, and he gets out, and there's some words exchanged. And the other person claims that Alec punched him. And that's an assault, right?
Right.
So Alec has now sued him. Alec was arrested, by the way,
right.
on this. And he pled not guilty to the assault, but he agreed to do anger management classes and kind of deal
right.
with things like that, right? Alec has now sued that guy for assault, battery, and slander per se, right? And the guy, initially, Alec's suit was dismissed. In the trial court, it went up to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals said, nope, he gets to have his day in court because he could probably show, or he can, let's assume that he can show.
Right, that's
that
the standard.
Yeah, that's the standard. Was the malicious intention of that person to get Alec arrested?
stop right there, Denise. Why is it malicious? It's because he's a public figure. It's a higher standard. In other words, when there's a slander, it's not like a normal person, but it's because they're a public figure, it's more difficult for the public figure to sue. That's all I was
saying. And also because it could be like false imprisonment. Did he use malicious intentions to get the police to arrest him? I mean, it could actually be expanded into a lot of different arenas.
Was there an actual fight? Did they actually fist fight? I don't remember that.
Well,
I don't
that's
remember.
What the allegations were. There's no proof of that.
Got it.
So it's
there
a
was,
he said,
there was
he
a
said.
Bump, some kind of body bump, whether it was a fist bump or just a physically,
Really?
Clearly, there was some kind of
But there's no, like, bloody people lay on the ground?
No.
Okay.
Nothing fun like that.
Nothing like we used to do in grammar school, right, Cal? All right.
So the slander per se is a per se. Per se means that it's as a matter of law. It's automatic slander.
Right.
And the reason it would be automatic slander in this case is because he's accusing Alec of battery and assault on him, which is putting him in a bad light, but it also could be a very serious crime. And that's why it would be per se rather than not a per se act.
Right. And so what happens? The appellate court says, they throw it out. The lower court, appellate court says, Alec gets his day in court.
That's right. And save at least two of the causes of action.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're back to, that's something we followed, and it's, and I think I remember we discussed that in detail quite some time ago. Remember, you can go to www.radiolawtalk.com, go to our podcast, and then you can do a search, like, search Alec Baldwin's name, and it's going to go back and tell you, okay, this was 3 years ago, this show, this hour. It's going to take you right there. You can listen to our podcast.
Right.
It's really cool, our website. So go there. Again, I'm touting it again. Go to our Instagram and our Twitter and follow us, please. So I remember recently this power woman that was just, all they were talking about is this woman that was just in Silicon Valley. It was just very powerful and a great speaker and had this wonderful company called Theranos. And Theranos was a company that had some sort of technology, and again, this is way beyond my pay grade, but had technology where if just a finger stick and a drop of blood, they're going to be able to test for a variety and all kinds of different health conditions, right?
Right.
And then the New York Post or New York Times, I don't remember which one of them, and this is, we're taking this from the Wall Street Journal. I read this on a number of different things, but Wall Street Journal has brought this article up. But they basically said it doesn't work. There's an issue here that, it's a Wall Street Journal brought this up. They revealed that they ran some tests and the results were unreliable, but not necessarily true. What they're arguing, not necessarily true, that is able to detect these different, variety of health conditions.
And this lady was great at fundraising and getting people to invest in her company. She was a true golden girl. Yeah, she was a golden girl as far as Silicon Valley.
They alleged that she altered results as well, which is
her allegation.
The fraud.
So it's the government's going against. It's not a civil case. They're trying to throw her in jail. And the thing is she's now pregnant. And so her argument is, we're going to continue the trial because of the pregnancy. She's out. She's not in jail, right? And so that could be an issue, right, Denise? You're pregnant. They're going to hold out because she's due when?
She's due the month of the trial.
Oh yeah.
So people have had babies in jail before? What's the big deal?
Have a newborn and go through a trial.
I
what sympathy would she get having a babies suckling and drop in court?
True, but how long do they go with that until the baby's weaned? I mean, how long are they going to put it on?
20 years. She faces a 20-year sentence. I don't know. That just seems pretty steep to me. I know. I'm just weird, but she's. Now we're letting out people that are doing physical harm and seriously hurt people.
She offended a lot of people by taking their money.
I agree. Yeah. We'll be back. We're going to talk more.
Stay tuned. This is headed into the last segment of Radio Law Talk, so stay right with us. You won't want to miss a second of it.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Hi. Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text Tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
All righty. What are we talking about? We're talking about Theranos. We finished up with that. That was an interesting case. But, Denise, we're going to talk about COVID-19 treatment from the U.S. Fund. This is called the VICP Fund. It's the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. People don't really understand what that is, but there is a fund, a vaccination. If you get a vaccination and it goes south and something happens and you have a serious reaction or injury or even up to death, there is a fund that has $30 billion in it that you can go against the government and make a claim and obtain monies from that fund. I tell you the truth, as a lawyer, I think I know there's so many laws, it's so hard to keep up on. I didn't recall this fund, but you can do it. Now, how does it apply to COVID-19 victims and treatment? But what happened is Steve and Susan Cecilia, or
Cecilia.
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 Out of New Jersey. She's an actual nurse. She went in, sure had issues, had some problems.
COVID.
Yep. She was having issues, and so they gave her the hydroxychloroquine. What's that called?
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, right. And she ended up dying at the age of 60 years old, and they are now some of the first people to now pursue this and go after the VICP money for COVID-19, claiming that it was due and caused by the treatments or vaccines. It's got to be caused by a treatment or a vaccine, and they're saying this is not the vaccine.
Of a virus, too.
Right. This is not the vaccine, but this was a treatment, which they do use. Some doctors use this, and there's been some that say it works, some that say it doesn't. And we can go back and forth whether there's
There's been some injuries and some not. And lots of not.
Yeah.
Like the injuries could be range from just getting a vaccination to having stiff muscles and not maybe being able to lift your arm for a period of time.
It has to be a serious injury.
Well, that's the bulk of them is small injuries.
Right.
But the hydroxychloroquine
and
the azithromycin, those two were put together in her case, and it caused her heart to have not normal rhythms, and that's why she died.
Yeah, she died of a heart.
And so those two put together were just super bad.
So the azithromycin and the hydroxychloroquine together somehow caused this. Wow,
that's right.
Or maybe you just stick
and,
through
and
it and
if
see.
You remember the hydroxychloroquine, they quit using it after a period of time because it had that effect, but the two of them together was just really bad.
What's that story?
Yeah,
they said that apparently they're not bringing at least that I know of, a case against the doctors or the hospital, but they're making this. They're saying that this article from the Wall Street Journal says that they could receive up to $367,000 from this fund, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've studied and understand the fund now, but I didn't know about this individual.
I didn't either.
These are one of the first. Apparently, according to Reuters,
Reuters.
How many times do I say that wrong?
You say that wrong every time.
Just a couple of hundred, yeah.
Reuters.
It's confusing.
Roy. No, it's not.
Think
Roy.
Of it like it's Roy.
It's spelled like Reuters. Sure.
No, I know that. I'm stupid, but I just don't
know. No, it's not. It's
here, listen.
Odd.
48 claims are filed this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are pending as of February 16th.
Right.
According to Reuters. And so that's kind of interesting.
Good job on Reuters, Fred.
Talk about the paralegal that's refusing to notarize something.
Okay.
I have some questions about that if we have time.
Yeah, we will.
Let's talk about it. Apparently what happened is that a lawyer missed the deadline to appeal an arbitration award. And instead of just copping to it, tried to hide the fact. And so he or she, I'm not going to say names, prepared an affidavit, and in this state, which is Connecticut, the affidavits have to be notarized. So the paralegal, who was also a notary, refused to notarize this affidavit.
Because she knew it was a lie.
She absolutely knew it. And she was fired after that. And so when she brought her suit, initially they said, nope, you can't bring a suit for this, there's no reason. And then she was allowed to, the Court of Appeals said, nope, you're going to reinstate this one because it could be a violation of public policy, and her suit gets to go on. And there is also a misdemeanor offense, perhaps, when you are intentionally making a false statement with the intent to mislead. And, there's other things that could go on, but she is now allowed to have her day in court.
Which raises the question, does a notary certify that the information in the document is valid, or is the notary simply saying that Fred
no,
went to a notary?
No, it depends on the state.
Wouldn't they just say, well, Fred, that's Fred. He's showed me the adequate ID. That's who it is.
It depends on the state, and it depends on the country. Notaries in Mexico, for example, are different than notaries in the United States. Mm. Notaries are akin to a lawyer.
Right.
And notaries in Louisiana, by the way, is different than notaries in other states.
Hmm.
So it really depends on the state. In this particular case, she was well within her rights to not want to notarize it and put her signature on it. And I want to raise something, because this is a true case that I was involved in. and I'm not saying any names, but I was so upset when I saw that a notary had actually notarized a sex slave contract. And my client was on the bad end of that stick, let me tell you.
Notarized it.
But here's what I'm trying to say, and what Cal brought up a good point. I thought notaries are only notarizing the fact that is Denise Dirk's signature there.
That's true in some states.
Right, depends what state.
But tell me, if the notary refused to do the sex safe contract and notarize that because they saw the content, that would be well within that notary's right as well.
But is
correct?
The notary supposed to read the document or verify the identity?
They don't have to read. They could just verify.
That is just it's an interesting situation to me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, what the attorney, it sounds like, did was wrong. But clearly, is she there? In that state, I don't know. But I want to talk about something that's interesting. So there's the federal renter's assistance law that we were talking about during the break, Denise. And it's about basically, and we talked about it, I think, last hour, Cal, where the government's going to help renters because they haven't been, you can't, force renters during COVID to pay their rent. And what's happened is, and this is not a Democrat Republican thing, because Trump signed it in, and they continue to pursue this. Well, guess what? Just recently, in Ohio and in Texas, the courts threw that out, saying that it was unconstitutional. So on Wednesday, the district court judge J. Phillips Calabrese said the moratorium is unlawful and invalid and exceeds the CDC's statutory authority, according to Congress. Congress doesn't give them that authority. And then Texas comes out and issues another very broad constitutional ruling saying that it exceeds the federal government's powers to be able to come in and say, landlords, and this is, apparently the landlords are suing because, look,
it's a property rights issue,
but don't forget, they don't have to pay, but what about the landlord that has to pay his or her mortgage?
Exactly.
What about that?
And then Louisiana came out with saying that the CDC had clear legal authority to do the moratorium. So now we've got the split in jurisdictions, and what's going to happen, Fred?
I don't know.
It's going to the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah, of course it is, but I don't know where it's going to go. But now, and then it turns out to this, Denise, we said, states or federal. Who's got the rights, the states or the federal government? Can each state mandate about the rent law issues, or is it the federal government?
That's what they're doing in California. The case we discussed last hour involves the state's alleged authority to do this. But there is still a landlord's option, even on the California side. There's a landlord option. He doesn't.
I think the state gets to regulate how the monies are dispersed, because if I understand the law right, the federal law gives the monies to the state, and the states have to set up a system. Programs. So I do think that the states are going to have a big play in it as well.
But can the federal government tell landlords not to go get their rent? Or if the state court says they don't have to? Anyway, we got something more important.
No idea.
We got quick takes, Cal.
We do. And Mr. Penny, I think I would.
I'll do mine and Todd's. Do you think my wife would mind if my former girlfriend goes and picks up my prescriptions from Costco? What do you think, Cal? No, not that one. Here we go. Here's the next one. Okay, look, when you're in your late 50s and your girlfriend is in her mid-20s, just remember...
He's distracted with his thoughts.
Never mind. Go ahead. Denise, take us out. Never mind. I'm sorry.
I got stopped thinking 50s and 20s. Wow.
Okay.
Because of the Costco case that we discussed second hour, I'm going to send my husband to Sam's Club to pick up my prescriptions.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Remember, Pacific time, 9 to noon, live every Saturday. Join us next Saturday. We're going to have fun, and we'll have Todd back. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.